Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you a little bit about how to stop feeling used or taken advantage of in relationships. And this tends to primarily be a challenge that both anxious, preoccupied individuals face and fearful, avoidant attachment styles face. So we're going to dive into some of the mechanics of what's happening at the level of the subconscious mind, and then some different reconditioning patterns and behaviors that you can use to put an end to this overall. So one of the first things that's really important to notice is like, hey, this isn't like a huge theme for dismissive avoidant attachment styles. It absolutely can be, especially for like our enmeshed dismissive avoidance. But as a general rule, we're more looking at the anxious side of the continuum. So why does this happen? Well, number one, it's often a reflection of poor boundaries. And number two, it's often a reflection of like behavioral patterns and core wounds combined. So if you are an attachment style that's afraid of abandonment and you have a big wound there, you're more likely to put yourself in a position where you're people pleasing others to try to win their approval. And some of the core wounds that go along with feeling taken advantage of are fears of being abandoned, fears of being excluded, fears of being disliked or rejected. A fear that's not necessarily a core wound, but it's a big common one, is a fear of being a burden, you know, and all of these different types of wounds, fears of being not good enough or unworthy. I mean, all of these things, what happens at a subconscious level is we try to cope with these assumptions that we believe at the subconscious level of mind. So let's pretend I'm still a fearful avoidant, and let's pretend I'm going, okay, I believe that I am unworthy. Well, I may go into my friendships and relationships and try to constantly earn my worth, right? Do things, give things, earn love, earn connection, earn approval. And then eventually, guess what's going to happen? Eventually, somebody's going to forget that I have a need, or forget to call me back, or forget to text me back. Like the nuances of just human relationships. And I'm going to feel taken advantage of, frustrated, used, right? All these different things, because I'm going to see this imbalance. Like I'm trying so hard and giving so much. And then when you don't come and meet me partway, that's when we really feel taken advantage of. So generally, there are these wounds that we have to do reconditioning work on first and actually reprogram so that they don't spark emotions and behaviors that lead to overcompensations. I mean, you can look at all those wounds I mentioned. If I fear being excluded, if I fear being disliked, I mean, what am I going to do? Probably go above and beyond to try to, you know, earn connection, earn approval so I can be liked, so I can be included, right? So you can see how these beliefs will spark these patterns of action long-term. So really important to pay attention to this. The other big component in here, by the way, if you want to do work on just reconditioning, just like really understand the mechanics of your subconscious mind and how to recondition, check out our 21 tools to reprogram the subconscious mind. It talks about subconscious mind, how it works. We talk a little bit about different dynamics of like neuroplasticity and sort of things to pay attention to. And then we talk about all these different tools you can use specifically for the purpose of reprogramming. So you can have patterns in your life, have fears and wounds and core beliefs, and be like, oh, I can actually disrupt these and reprogram them all together through proper understanding of these mechanics. So anyways, you can pick your favorite couple tools and start applying them to your life immediately. But you can check it out for free for 7 days. So there's a link in the description box below. You can check it out for free. And then you can, when you get into the All Access membership pass, you can open it. You can type in 21, like the number, and you'll see that course pop up in your dashboard along with all the other courses that are there. But when you search in the search bar, you'll see that one there. It's really simple when you get on the other side. It probably sounds crazy right now. So this is a really important thing, right? We have to do some reconditioning work on those wounds that spark those patterns of behavior. Number two, we have to get good at setting our boundaries. Sometimes we can also fear setting boundaries for some of those same reasons. Generally for fearful avoidance, there's more of an association of like setting boundaries and then being unsafe, because sometimes fearful avoidance had harsher punishments around setting boundaries in childhood. But for anxious preoccupied, I mean, it's this deep, profound fear of being abandoned. I set a boundary, I say no, and then you leave. So we have to also do some reconditioning around our fears of setting boundaries and learn to do a little bit of exposure work of setting boundaries and saying no when it's a no, and learning to take ourselves into consideration when making choices, right? Like if somebody says, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you X, Y, Z? We can't just blindly say yes because we're afraid of losing connection or not being approved of. We have to actually pause and think within ourselves. Can I do that? Do I have time for that? Is that something I want to do right now? If not, what am I available to do? Is there a middle ground? Like, we have to really consider ourselves when making choices and decisions. And number three is to learn to communicate your needs. So if you share your needs with a loved one in relationships, you're more likely to obviously get them met. Somebody actually knows you, has the important information they need to show up and meet your needs and make sure that it feels like a two-way street in a relationship. If you never share your needs, but you super hard try to meet your partners or your friends or your loved ones or your bosses or whatever it might be, eventually you're going to just feel an imbalance, right? Eventually you're just going to feel like you're in a position where you're giving, 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 trying to mind read, trying to show up, trying to do everything. And that when somebody doesn't get a need back, you'll feel this like frustration and sort of this lack. And sometimes we can feel that in relationships as a whole, but you know, because people will just not always know things or do things perfectly. But when we communicate about it, we see our needs through, generally that mitigates it tremendously. And also when we're not overcompensating and we're actually considering ourselves when we make decisions, that mitigates it. And then we can get into this nice, healthy equilibrium in most of our relationships where we can say our yeses, we can say our no's, we can, you know, communicate our needs as needed. And we don't have these core wounds at a deep subconscious level driving us to conflict, like we need to people please and overcompensate. So these are really important things to take into consideration as these two attachment styles. Again, if you want to do a deeper dive, you can check out that reprogramming course. You can also check out our boundaries course. Both of those are available using the link below. And that's it for today. I hope this makes sense. I hope this sort of sheds some insight into deeper layers of what's happening when we feel taken advantage of or frustrated. And that's it for today. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.